producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Gun Owners News Hour with the latest news about threats to your liberty and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. The Gun Owners of America News Hour covers a wide range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control, it's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we're going to talk about a pretty ugly subject, kids who kill. My guest is George Grant, who wrote the book entitled Kids Who Kill, along with Governor Mike Huckabee, who many of you may recognize as a Fox News contributing editor, host, whatever the exact title is, but you've seen him there every weekend, if not more often. George Grant and I go back quite a way. George is now the head of the Kings Mountain, Kings Meadow Study Center near in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and most importantly, he's a tremendous writer, and just a great privilege to have you with us today, George. Thanks very much.
So it is a great privilege. No, so good to talk to you.
Well, it's been a long time, but a worthy topic for us to do a little talking about. I guess a lot of folks in the liberal media would have us think, well, kids kill because they have access to guns. Well, that's an interesting notion, but it reflects some historical ignorance, I think, because my generation, even in New York City, went to school with rifles. Now, they were in cases, of course, but they went on the subway. Everybody knew that the kid had a rifle inside that case. They're fairly distinctive looking. And nobody was alarmed. Nothing happened. Kid got to school, put his rifle in the cloakroom or wherever it was designated to be. After school, he might have gone to junior ROTC or some other entity that sponsored a shooting club and went and fired that rifle, put it back in its case, and took it back home. And I don't think anybody stole it during the day either. Really, just a chain of remarkable events, almost unimaginable in our day. Now we have the problem, as you've been dealing with in your book, Kids That Kill. You point out a statistic that was kind of sobering. 1,500 youngsters a year are arrested for murder. That doesn't necessarily mean they were all guilty, but they were arrested. And I think you're correct. This is my memory as well. You cite the Jonesboro shooting in 1998 in a middle school as the first modern shooting in a school, by the way, I might note, in a gun-free zone. One of these killers might learn to read signs, George. Is it just illiteracy?
I'm afraid not. You know, one of the arguments that I make in the book, Larry, is that what has changed is the culture itself. We have systematically raised up a generation of kids and now young adults who have had a steady diet of violence in not just television and movies, but in the music, in the video games, in the expression of entertainment and culture, and this radical shift in the way we think about violence and the way we think about human beings has had such a huge impact on the culture. It really wouldn't matter if every single gun disappeared from America tomorrow. With this culture, violence is going to erupt. We see it all the time with college and professional football players. They don't have to have a gun to beat their wives or their girlfriends. They don't have to have a gun in order to inflict damage in bars and out on the streets. This is a culture problem, not a gun problem.
And it's, as such, it's pervasive, and it's not going to be easy for us to snap our fingers, say, and get it to go away.
And in fact, you know, we've got a long, long way to go if we are going to actually have the will to deal with this. But one of the tools that that will enable us to actually be safer is to allow responsible gun ownership so that people can protect themselves in this incredibly violent culture in which we live.
What an astounding notion that we might actually encourage self-defense. George, this is something that we've encountered here at Gun Owners of America up on the Hill in Washington, D.C. We've been, and Congressman Steve Stockman has been nice enough to promote a bill that would eliminate gun-free zones in schools. And I know for a fact, Stockman told me more than once, that he's gone up to his colleagues on the floor. He didn't rely on staff or a dear colleague letter circulated to all the Republican members or whatever it might be. He went up to congressmen on the floor, and he's only been able to get a little over 50 at last count that I'm aware of. And the notion that guns and kids, well, that just doesn't go together. We can't have that. And it's a mental block that has been paralyzing and lethal because they have denied teachers, principals, janitors, visiting parents the ability to defend the little kids, and they have insisted on creating murder magnets primarily at schools, but frankly, other gun-free zones as well. And the results are predictable and horrible, and we don't see change.
Yeah, well, you know, logic doesn't play into this. We've had such an incredible barrage from the anti-gun lobbies. But you know, it's not just the anti-gun lobbies. It's the anti-liberty lobbies. It's the, you know, the anti-sensibility lobbies that have really won the day with big media and with political correctness and all of the rest. As you point out, in 1998, in the early spring, in March of 1998, when gunfire broke out at the Westside Middle School in Jonesboro, Arkansas, it was a gun-free zone. The situation was that everybody there at the school was entirely unprotected, and the shooters actually knew that they were sitting ducks, that this was a place where they would be able to have free rein with violence. And we've seen that pattern repeated again and again and again. Columbine, then most recently in Seattle. In every one of these cases, you have, you know, schools that have banned guns and have, in a sense, made the children vulnerable to attacks, as you say, that they're violence magnets. And yeah. So, you know, the gun part of this is absolutely insane. The culture part of this, however, is even more insane. If we think that there is madness when it comes to the kind of thoughtless political correctness that surrounds the gun issue, the kind of stuff that we are suckling our children upon is absolutely, you know, horrific. Multi-billions of dollars of ultra-violent, incredibly gruesome video games are sold every single year, and parents think nothing of it. Children are saturated in the kind of music and movies and television and videos that would have been considered virtually pornographic just 15 years ago, but they're now normal. They're totally normal.
pick up on those video games when we get back up and get George Grant of the Kings Meadow Study Center, kingsmeadow.com.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government. Back in a moment.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from GunZady.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to GunZady.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at GunZady.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. Today we're talking with Dr. George Grant. He's the head of Kings Meadow Study Center in Franklin, Tennessee. The topic of our discussion is his latest book, Kids That Kill, And not a very nice thing to think about, except we have a culture that has been increasingly supportive, if that's the right word, conducive to producing that kind of mindset that you make me mad, I'll go kill you. Or I'll just kill you because I feel like it, because I'm reenacting a video game. And Georgia, I've actually read of kids that after a shooting spree sort of acted like, oh, game over. Okay, what do I do now?
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Well, you know, in a young mind, the ability to separate saturation in a fantasy like a game and reality is oftentimes very, very difficult. I can remember with my own children, you know, they would be outside and playing, and in a sense playing in character. They're doing make-believe. It's a great thing for a child to have a creative imagination. But then when they come in for dinner, it's hard to crank them back down into the real world. That's certainly the case for all children. But it's even more the case when you have this immersive kind of experience that shuts out all the rest of the world. Oftentimes video games are played with a kind of focus and tunnel vision that is difficult really to imagine in any other kind of context besides possibly war. And you have this immersive sort of environment where your task really is to get as many kills, to have as much mayhem and bloodshed as possible. And then when a kid steps away, you know, it's very hard for them to step back into the real world and to tame those aggressive tendencies and all the rest of it. It's a prescription for disaster.
For homework so much. So, yeah, it's an intense experience, and you don't just turn it off the way you do the video game. It seems to me that experience lingers. It's almost a kind of rewiring of our circuitry in our brain.
Well, it is. And, you know, there have been a great number of new studies done to look at what the physiological effects are of massive immersion time with, you know, the pixelization and everything else of both video games and online experiences. It actually does, in a sense, rewire the brain, not in the sense that you have this irreversible, you know, physiological transformation, but in the sense that you are creating habitual thought patterns and even you're physiologically adjusting yourself to a certain pattern. You're numbing yourself to a level of violence. All of those things go into the experience. Now, I say all of this, and I'm quick to add, I'm not a Luddite. I'm not against technology or even the advances that come with entertainment. I have an iPhone and an iPad, and I've got, you know, a laptop, and we have cable in our house and all of the rest. And when my kids were growing up, they played video games. But what I am saying is that when you take off all of the limits and you have no accountability and you're not paying attention to the content that your children are taking in, don't be surprised that they go to the lowest common denominator. And that's what's happened in our culture. We have really abominable material in the hands of our young children, and it's shaping their character and it's shaping their lives.
You, I thought, had a great, I guess it's a quote, but anyway, you referred to Chesterton, great English writer, who argued that America is the only nation founded on a creed. And I'm trying to think if there's even one exception to that. I really don't think so. You're French because you were born in a French country or province, and you speak French, and your language, as much as anything, identifies your nationality. Same with German, same with so many other countries. And yet we're based on a set of ideas, biblical ideas, that were brought to America by people seeking the freedom they wanted to worship biblically in their own way, and they didn't come because they were Irish or Scots or English or later on French and German and who knows how many other nationalities. They came to America because of what America represented, that creed. And that does make us an exceptional country in spite of what the PC crowd says. It's pretty unique, and of course they're in the process of trying to destroy it to do away with those wonderful bulwarks of the protections of individual liberty that grew out of that biblical worldview. And of course, with their success in accomplishing their objectives, we see the kinds of horrible things happening that you write about. Kids killing kids. Kids killing.
Yes. Yes. No doubt. That, you know, that extends all across the board. When you have an ethic regarding life that is as low as we can possibly imagine in all of history, like what we have with the abortion culture, the rush towards euthanasia, the creation of these live or die boards for Obamacare and all of the rest. You can't expect that children who grow up in a culture that does not value life, you can't expect that those children are going to go off to school and value the lives of the people all around them. It's simply ludicrous for us to believe that you can draw these artificial lines and say, okay, these lives over here, we can extend. And these lives over here, you can't. You can't harm them. That's just not going to fly with a kid who has grown up on violence and who lives in a culture that does not value life.
And it's interesting that this social decomposition is occurring at a time when we've never had as much prosperity as we have now. So one of the lessons is that clearly solving the problem of poverty is not going to solve the problem that we're talking about, kids who kill, for that matter, others that kill. The whole debauchery of our society, really, it seems to be going apart from our prosperity. If anything, prosperity may make it easier for us to be debauched.
Right. You know, the left is always trying to turn our problems into either math problems or materials and resource problems. The truth is, what we've got are moral problems. This is not a math problem. This is a moral problem.
Good. Let's pick up on that when we get back from the break, talking with George Grant, the head of the Kings Meadow Study Center, Franklin, Tennessee. KingsMeadow.com is where you can get some information about these folks. They're doing the kind of work that we're talking about right now. Going to be back shortly. Don't go away.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government. Back in a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. And here once again, your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And back with my guest today, George Grant, the head of the Kings Meadows Study Center in Franklin, Tennessee. He is the author of the book we've been using for the basis of our discussion, Kids That Kill, Kids Who Kill, I'll get the grammar right. And it's, by the way, published by the Christian Book Club. I'm sure you can find it just about anywhere online. Just to tie back into something that we have been talking about before the break, you pointed to Reverend Thomas Hooker, I guess, is it correct, a Puritan divine in Connecticut, as I recall. And
yes.
His argument was the law must be based on Scripture. So this was a self-conscious attempt being made by the people that populated early America, early European America, to have a civilization based on Scripture. I've pointed out before that I've got a book called the Blue Laws of Plymouth Plantation. The Blue Laws, a reference to biblical laws. Not when I was growing up, Blue Laws meant you couldn't buy booze on Sunday in New Jersey.
Right.
But these biblical laws actually had citations where they would be found in Scripture. The punishment for kidnapping would be a capital offense, and you'd find that in Exodus this and Deuteronomy that and Leviticus whatever. They were quite serious about trying to construct a biblical civilization so that it wasn't based on the whim of man, but the will of God, which would be obviously a lot more enduring, frankly, to their credit. While we're fighting a rearguard action now, they did give us something that was rather more lasting than many. And that's why I think it's so encouraging that there has been over the last several decades a growing awareness of that and a desire to try to recapture that. So the Reverend Hooker is somebody that spoke for us, even though he was speaking to his own time.
Right.
For people like that that we have in our past, we do stand on the shoulders of giants, I think.
You know, up until the time of the Civil War, there were a number of states that still had a requirement that state legislatures had to establish what were then called eternal principles, and usually that was a scripture reference or an appeal to some sort of natural law principle. But before they could pass a piece of legislation, they had to be able to say, here's the principle that this stands on. More often than not, they simply cited scripture. And that was the standard for a number of states all the way up until about the time of the middle of the 19th century. So the precedent of our legal system, to say nothing of the legal constructs of jurisdictions and sphere sovereignty and all of the rest, all of that was rooted in the notion that man can't just start making things up based on what he thinks is good. He has to root all of his legislation in some eternal principle, some lasting, permanent thing. We've altogether lost that at this point, and the result is we're engaged in a comprehensive cultural experiment that has turned into a designer disaster.
You know, I thought your point was so important that manners matter. We kind of laugh about Miss Manners and what she might have to say about a particular situation or way of handling it. But it's a lot deeper than that. I liked your point that manners flow out of respect for others. And it's an indication of how much we do or do not get it. And you had a really stunning juxtaposition of when you and I were going to school, the teacher walked in and said, good morning, class, and we would respond, good morning, Mrs. Jones. Today, the class is just as likely to say, shut up, you blankety blank.
Exactly. One of the things about manners and teaching children about manners is that it forces the child to pay attention to the other person. It forces them to see them, to notice, to pay attention. And that way they come out of the sort of narrow confines of their own little world. Manners mean that we're teaching people that other people matter. Well, when you abandon that notion, we think that it's old-fashioned or lost-backed or, you know, whatever it is that we think, what we do is we wind up abandoning far more than social pleasantries. We wind up abandoning our respect for each other and our attentiveness to each other.
And then it becomes rather difficult to function, because then we're at war rather than having a productive conversation, a productive relationship, where we might be building something or in some way, you know, moving forward. Now things can be slipping back to really nasty behavior. Now, sometimes it works to our benefit. When I was on the Piers Morgan show and he behaved in such a grotesque fashion, it actually resulted in over $1 million coming in within a very short period of time, crashed our server some 3 times, gave us an email list that was so robust that when we fought even the NRA on an expansion of the background check following the Sandy Hook massacre, we were able to prevail and actually get the NRA to reverse course, because we lit a fire under them with the Piers Morgan Memorial email list. So,
and wouldn't Piers be thrilled about that today?
Well, I've
exiled as he is back in London.
I've not gone out of my way to let him know, because, but the unintended consequences of what he was doing were such that I just wonder how many other people that would behave similarly, not realizing that they're actually perhaps going to get exactly what they were hoping not to get, because of their thoughtlessness, and they're just focusing on themselves, as you say, not their concern for others. The fact that manners inherently mean I'm concerned about you rather than justice.
Right. I once had a debate, a national debate, with the president of Planned Parenthood, and one of the things that I quickly discovered was that the more polite I was during the debate, the more irritated she became. I realized that this was a brilliant strategy for getting her completely off of her game. I just poured on the kindness, and she didn't know what to do with it.
I had the same experience when I was on Morgan's show. My anger started to rise, and I remember saying to myself, cool it, bud. This guy's doing just fine all by himself.
Exactly. But when you have a culture that where you really inculcate that aggressive, argumentative, self-first sort of mindset, is it any wonder that we wind up with violent kids, with kids who prey upon the weak and those that they, for one reason or another, have decided that they despise. It's a horrifying thing that we have created when we decided that we would abandon civility in our culture.
You know, I want to come back to the Titanic and even an earlier tragedy, His Majesty's ship, Birkenhead. When we get back, it makes an interesting juxtaposition with our own times about the value of manners and lives actually being saved because of manners. We're going to be back and talk some more with George Grant from Kings Meadow Study Center. Don't go away.
Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again, your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And I'm back with George Grant. He's the director of Kings Meadow Study Center, kingsmeadow.com, I believe, in Franklin, Tennessee. We've been talking about his book, Kids Who Kill, and clearly they kill with a lot more abandon and frequency than they did in the past when we had a different culture. When we had a culture, even when I was growing up, it wasn't a vibrant Christian culture, but it was still a framework that had been produced by an earlier Christian culture. And now that old structure is so weather-beaten that it's falling apart at the seams, and yet I think there's a new resurrection of that culture. We shall see. If we don't, we'll see things like what happened. George, you record something long before the Titanic, His Majesty's ship Birkenhead, sank in 1852, and the same behavior by the men as on the Titanic years later, even. Women and children first was the cry. Now, that's more than others. That's
incredible. It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
That story is remarkable. Kipling found it to be the embodiment of the chivalric virtue. It was a horrific disaster. A ship sank off of South Africa in shark-ridden waters. That they only had enough lifeboats for the women, and so this regiment stood at attention on deck as their loved ones went away to safety, and it was just really horrible at one level, and yet at another level, the nobility of it, the chivalry, the protection of the women and children, the love of family, of life itself, was really evident and set the standard. It's why the men on the Titanic, unlike what was portrayed in the Hollywood film, the men on the Titanic very willingly gave their places to the women and children, and that women and children first ethic really prevailed. It's why Mary Taft was so adamant about raising with dollars and penny subscriptions a great memorial in Washington, D.C., a memorial to the great virtue of chivalry shown on the Titanic.
Well, it it showed that it was more than the skin deep, that it was an actual functioning belief that not only was it women and children first, but it's women and children because men have been given the responsibility to protect women, and that sounds terribly chauvinistic in our politically correct time, but too bad. That's the job that we are supposed to carry out. I want to jump ahead in your book, at least, and to more modern times. We've got a guy like Horace Mann, who is a thorough pagan, the father, I guess you might say, of our government school system, and he saw it not as a way of making us more intelligent, better informed. He saw it for what you and I see it today, as a way for the state to control you and me.
Yeah, for Horace Mann, education was a tool for socialization. It was a tool for the government to exercise control and shape the populace, and in the end, control the populace. He was not particularly interested in things like ideas, literature, art, the growth of creative imagination, the development of, technological advance, scientific development, all of those kinds of things. That was very, very much under the radar for him. What was really at the center of his concern was reshaping society according to his utopian ideological ideals. That's what modern education was supposed to do. The public school system, for him, therefore, was a mechanism by which government gains control of the whole of life. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
It's the impulse of the liberal for so long, and they typically happen upon the same means of control, monopoly force of the government. That's typically the only place you find widespread monopoly force. So they gravitate to government. They gravitate to public office, and that's where we're going to find them. We shouldn't be surprised. I guess Daniel Polsby hails from the University of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So who knows? He might have had his run-ins with our dear leader when he was a lecturer there. He never was a professor, by the way, speaking of the president and his time at University of Chicago. You've attributed this statement to him, and I thought it was just really great. The conventional wisdom about guns and violence is mistaken. Guns don't increase national rates of crime and violence, but the continued proliferation of gun control laws almost certainly does. It's as if the gun control laws are a kind of measure of the decomposition of our culture. At an earlier time when our culture was vibrant and still clearly rooted alive in our Christian roots, in our Christian background, we had lots of guns and almost no gun control laws at all. Now we've...
And almost no violence.
And almost no violence. And now we've turned our back on our Christian roots. And you can live in a city like Chicago where up until recently it was completely illegal to have a gun, and people committing crimes with guns was an affliction.
Yeah, so, an everyday occurrence. But, you know, we can attribute this to a host of these utopian government programs. The war on poverty that was declared in 1964 by Lyndon Baines Johnson has actually deconstructed the African-American family, increased the number of people living in dependency upon government, and has created such a huge tax burden that we have grown the bureaucracy, grown the size of government, And that's really the only great accomplishment of the war on poverty is the massive proliferation of bureaucracy. Just go through almost any major government initiative, and you're going to see the same thing. The cure is almost always worse than the disease.
And Lyndon Johnson was very self-conscious about that. He said, with this war on poverty, we're going to have them, meaning primarily African Americans, but anybody else that gets ensnared in the welfare system, dependent upon us, and they'll vote for us because they depend on us.
And we're saying the same thing with Obamacare. And of course, we can point to a thousand other of these kinds of government programs. The point is that the very opposite thing that the government programs promise is what the government programs deliver. So when the government programs promise us that we're going to get our kids off drugs by having this massive drug education campaign, you can be almost assured that that is going to increase the number of drug problems. And when the government says that they're going to get rid of gun violence by having gun control, you can almost guarantee that that is going to increase the proliferation of unbridled violence in the culture.
And so it has been. And meanwhile, we do yearn for a voice of reason. My personal preference at the moment would be Senator Ted Cruz, who seems to have a backbone and a keel based in a very strong Christian faith. A man who seems to be a family guy who's probably not going to have any dirt that they can dig up on him. We need somebody who can articulate the kinds of things we've been talking about before the national audience. Most of the country will respond to that. We're going to find out shortly when the election is coming up next month, and certainly in 2 years we'll know a lot more about where this is all going. Will we be able to arrest the decline of our culture? And Dr. George Brown, thank you for pointing the light on why kids have been killing other kids and other people. Something that we didn't want to realize that being the enemy, and it's us.
Well, thank you, my friend, for all of the things that you and gun owners are doing for our liberties all across the nation, and for fighting the good fight. It's vitally important in our day.
We appreciate having you with us. Thanks, George.
Gun Owners News Hour is hosted by Gun Owners of America's Executive Director, Larry Pratt. Be sure to join us here again next week. And remember, it's not just about gun control.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.